This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and as we go into the third hour, as we do on Wednesday, we're going to have a discussion with a conversation, if you will, with a writer who is more, he has more exposure out there, more people look at his stuff than anybody else. He gets mentioned, he gets quoted. Books mention him. I mean, he's just omnipresent, and that's Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here, Bill.
So, anything specifically on your mind? What's the coronavirus like out in Arizona?
Well, supposedly there's a couple of cases that have shown up. I don't think there's any deaths yet. It's obviously something that people who are older and don't have good cardiovascular systems should be concerned with.
Sure.
What we really don't know is how deadly it is. We just don't have a good handle on that because a lot of people, especially younger people, seem to have minimal symptoms, but then they become carriers. So it's hard to know how many people are infected versus how many die. So we just don't know that. But
well, that's, you know, and even with that, you know, there's a lot of people that are probably have coronavirus. Because the symptoms for it are sort of vague. I mean, it could be the flu.
Exactly.
And they get the coronavirus, and then they get over the coronavirus, and then if we knew those numbers, the death rate would go down.
Exactly. Exactly the point. We're on the same page. And so I'm not super worried, but, you know, I'm getting into the age group where I'm somewhat at risk, but I have a really good cardiovascular system, so.
Are you going to go? Are you going to go to the NRA meeting?
It's my intention to, yeah.
Okay. I was having a chat with somebody
today. And we'll see what happens. It's still, a month off.
Yeah.
A little more, a couple months.
Yeah, no, so, it's the middle of April.
So, yeah, okay, about a month. And
time marches on.
I probably won't stop and see the grandkids on the way. Because they're just little virus factories, it seems like.
Yeah, they are.
And they don't get much symptoms from this thing, it appears.
No, they just carry it.
Yeah, exactly.
They just carry it. So, you know. And good, I don't want them to be sick, but at the same time, I don't want them to make me sick either. It's hard to bounce them off my knee when all I want to do is lay down. But, I was just wondering about that because around here, which the upstate of South Carolina, I've always considered the upstate of South Carolina to be sort of like a little, like an encapsulated big community. Because none of this stuff seems to affect us. But right now you can't find any hand sanitizer. I went into a Walmart today and the entire paper section was gone, wiped out. Toilet paper, paper towels. Can't find any masks anywhere. So like if you went to Home Depot and you were a painter, they've wiped that section out. If you went to Home Depot and you're a guy that does a lot of sanding and has a lot of particulate matter as a byproduct of your work, can't find a mask to save your life. They've taken everything.
Yeah, the closest I've got is some old surplus Israeli gas masks. I don't think I want to be wearing one of those around in public.
Well, I mean, if you had to wear one, you'd probably be because most of the mask level. You need a N95 filter as a minimum to stop coronavirus. But then again,
gas mask.
Yeah, gas mask would work all day long because that's going to work against nerve agents and chemical agents and biological agents. But the other problem is that all these people buying all these masks, all they got to do is just not get around anybody because you have to be within 6 feet of somebody to actually catch that airborne.
I have to admit, I am considering not attending a lot of places where there's real close, you know, concerns.
Right.
I'm not too worried. I mean, I just, but we there's a lot we don't know yet, so I'm not ready to panic yet. So, I'd like to talk about this professor of law at Davis, UC Davis in California.
Okay.
Who wrote an article trying to claim that an argument for the right to be able to go to a gun range to train with a firearm is the same as an argument for government-funded education to be equal in the U.S. I don't know if you saw that one.
The one about Professor Tang?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left in this segment if we have to carry over. So please, let's do that. This seems quite interesting.
Well, what he did is, I mean, I read it. He wrote an article in The Atlantic. And The Atlantic is kind of fairly left-wing anyway. It's definitely fairly far to the left. And he said in a tweet about the article that one of his favorite rights was the constitutional right, was the constitutional right to an education. Well, he says, exploring a topic near to my heart, the constitutional right to an education. So it's not quite exactly the same as saying it's one of his favorite rights, but it's pretty close. And, well, there actually is a constitutional right that covers education. We call it the First Amendment. And it's just like the Second Amendment, in a way, in that the right says the government can't take away your right to keep and bear arms for the Second Amendment.
Right.
And the First Amendment says the government, because there's a right to free speech and there's a right to the press and there's a right to religious freedom, the First Amendment essentially says the government cannot prevent you from becoming educated. They can't stop you from being educated. But what Professor Tang is talking about is not stopping the government from preventing you from being educated, but rather claiming that the government is obligated by the Constitution to pay for your education to a basic literary level. And it is very dishonest. Because they are not anywhere near equivalent. When you have a right, a constitutional right prevents the government from doing things to you. Whereas he's talking about what are called positive rights, which is where the government is obligated to do something for you. And they're completely different. If the government is prevented from doing something to you, that doesn't take away anything from anybody else. It just stops the government from doing certain things. But if the government is obligated to do something for you, they have to get those resources from somewhere. They have to take them from somebody else in order to give them to you. They have to redistribute resources. And so there really is a huge difference in the basis for the arguments. And by saying they're equal, he's essentially arguing that the government grants all rights and that a limitation on the government is the same as requiring the government to do something. And they're not. There's a huge difference. And his argument is essentially by trying to get you to accept his assumptions about the nature of constitutional rights without ever really stating that.
Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break, and I want to talk about what he has to say about some of this stuff, because I was looking at some of his statements that he makes, and the first one is pretty audacious, because this is, I guess this guy, it sort of reminds me of some of the stuff that Joe Biden says, so we'll talk about that. Now, Dean, you can find the stuff that Dean writes about at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Ohio.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
Through the night.
We are discussing a leftist idiot who is getting out there, and he's trying to, I don't know if he's trying to tear down the Second Amendment or he's trying to make another right, a la, say, abortion. What do you think that is, Dean? We're talking to Dean Weingarten. What do you think that is? Is he trying to make another right?
He is trying to make another right, or he's at least promoting the idea that rights are created by government and that this is a right we should create in the Constitution. And
Can I ask one question about this? I want to ask this question, though, because this is a big question, simply because this guy is Aaron Tang, is he like 6 years old?
I don't know how old he is.
I'll ask you why, because let's presume he's my age. Let's presume he's going on 59 years old. So he's been a professor for X amount of time because he had to go through school. Did he just discover this? Did he just discover this? If this is the case, has he been railing about this his entire academic career? I'd be very interested to know that.
Well, he clerked for Justice, let's see, Sotomayor or Stevens or both. I forget exactly. So he's got ties to the left wing of the Supreme Court.
Of course.
So he is he's just promoting what progressives have been promoting for about 100 years, which is that the Constitution doesn't really mean anything. It just means whatever we can get the justices to say it mean at any particular time.
Oh, the living, breathing document.
Exactly. Okay. And so he's just saying, well, this is the way the Constitution should be interpreted because I want free education for everybody. And it's not even, we are virtually at that point. We've been there a long time in the U.S. that free education is available to virtually everyone in the U.S. Or rather, it's not really free. It's government paid for education.
Well, now, is he wanting to talk about college?
I don't think that's what he's talking about here.
Okay.
He's talking about a basic level of literacy. But what he's saying, to be clear, in the article, he is not saying that he is promoting it. I think he is promoting, but he's not saying that. He's saying this is an interesting argument by the proponent of, quote, equal education. And what they are saying is that the spending on education is not the same everywhere.
Right.
So the government has to take money from some places that are spending more and give it to places that are spending less to make it equal. But it's a false assumption in the first place. The level of spending doesn't equate with the level of education. And you can look in Washington, D.C., spend some of the highest levels per student in the nation, and in their public schools, they have dismal results. And you can go to some places that spend relatively little per student on education and have excellent results. And many people who teach their children at home and spend much less on education have excellent results. So the amount of money is not very important in education. What's important are parental differences, parental desires to have their offspring educated and for the students themselves to be inculcated with a desire to learn. If you have a desire to learn, you're going to get some pretty good education in the United States. There's a problem. If you're in a school that spends $30,000 a year per pupil, but they are not really concerned with your learning as much as they are of warehousing you so your parents don't have to take care of you during the daytime, and the people who graduate from that school at the end of high school are either functionally illiterate or, not even reading at a fourth grade level, you're not getting much of an education out of that for all that money. On the other hand, in those jurisdictions, you're probably having the teachers' union donate a significant amount of that money to the Democrat Party. So I say that in the article in my essay that federally funded education is more about empowering the Democrat Party with money and teachers' union votes than it is about educating children. And I think that would stand up to quite a bit of look. People could examine that and they'll see that it's true. We could see it in Wisconsin when the teachers union were deprived of the money that went to their health care system there. And
right.
They got just as good of a health care after Governor Scott Walker drove his reforms through but it cost about half as much. And a huge amount of money was diverted from going directly to the teachers' union and the Democrat Party.
Let me ask you a question. With like most of the illiteracy, where's most of the illiteracy at nowadays? It's in the inner city, right?
Yes, that's what it appears to me.
So if he's actually looking for literacy, why wouldn't we be taking that to the local areas where it is an actual problem? Because it's not just, you know, the lack of the education is just a piece of the puzzle. There's lack of economic opportunity. You know, this is where the gangs operate. Why don't they get out in front of that?
Well, because they don't want to, and they don't want to acknowledge that as the problem. Now, I'm not saying that Professor Tang is saying that, because he really doesn't touch on that particularly. He hints around it a bit. And in essence, the people who are pushing for, quote, education equivalency, are saying that money is the important thing, but it's not. It really isn't. I mean, you just look at it, and you see pouring money into the system doesn't solve it. But what he is buying into that, and by the way, that's sort of the current progressive obsession, and it's the Marxist obsession, is that everything is economic. It's all about money.
Right.
But the important thing in a school system, and if the students are going to learn, is whether the students are incentivized to learn.
Yep.
And if discipline is kept so that the rowdy students are not allowed to prevent the students who are interested in learning from learning.
Yeah.
And we don't see that. And right now, we would love to see more school choice options. And President Trump is pushing on that kind of initiative so that students, if they're want their children to learn, and their children can't learn because it's a terrible school, they could take money and go to a different school that is teaching their children better, thus providing schools with an incentive to actually teach kids and have them learn and provide good discipline.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. Dean, more people read Dean's stuff in the gun genre than anybody else. You can find most of his stuff at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to address the nation regarding the coronavirus outbreak at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president says his statement will cover the economic and health-related issues dealing with the virus. The president reminds everyone,
we are going to get the problem solved. The country is so strong, the institutions are so strong.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is staying in the 2020 presidential race and planning to debate former Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday, despite the recent string of primary losses.
Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
Currently, Joe Biden has 837 delegates, meanwhile Sanders has 689. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten from, Dean is a writer, but most of his stuff shows up at thetruthaboutguns.com. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, Dean? I wanted to say something about Professor Tang.
Tang,
and
okay.
That is, I don't think that he, how to put it, is absolutely malicious here. I think he just is in this environment in which the idea of natural rights has been completely denigrated, and he just ignores it as if it doesn't exist. I mean, he has been so immersed in this idea of positive, what are called positive rights. In other words, the government has to do something for you in that idea, and I think it's a bad name for it. It's better to call them entitlements, because they're saying the government has to give you something. And if you have he just doesn't believe in that, because he's been taught it's a false assumption that there are natural rights. So, you know, he's doing what he's been taught. I don't know if he seems to be a reasonably smart guy. It's hard to believe he doesn't know about the concept of natural rights, and that's the theory that the Constitution was based on. So, I'm not saying he's inherently malicious. I think he's just wrong, which is
different. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you believe, if you have clerked and worked for a Supreme Court Associate Justice, that you should have a grasp? I mean, do you honestly believe the left believes that the Constitution is a living, breathing document? Do you really believe that?
Yes, I do. They're very good. Part of being a leftist is the ability to,
but they use it
yourself.
Sure, but they use it in such a way as to try to push us to socialism, though, which,
oh, exactly.
To me,
oh no,
and,
you're absolutely right, and I'm not saying anything else. It's just that's their indoctrinated belief. That's what they have decided their reality will be. It's wrong, but it's where they believe, and it's been in the U.S. It's become a dominant philosophy in government, really starting about 1900 or so, and then changed over the time. But basically, it's what's dominant on the left today, and that is that the important thing: government is, first of all, they have to believe that government is beneficial. And never creates more problems than it solves, which
sure.
I think is wrong. And then they have to believe the people running government don't have a self-serving ideology where they will run the government for their own benefit. Anybody who's been in government sees that that happens quite a bit. And it's just a bad philosophy, which has been shown to be bad by several examples over the last century. But many people believe in it because they want to. Another prerequisite for this essentially is that there is no God, and so there is no controlling authority above them, so government becomes their God with a small g, G-O-D.
Yeah.
And,
but that's all a matter, that's all quite a matter of opinion as far as, actuality, right? This is where they're getting out there.
Well, it is, but I'm saying that those are their foundational beliefs. And so they come up with this idea that more and more government is better and better,
Let me ask you this. In various places when they've been pushing climate control, climate change, carbon credit, that kind of thing, there have been many people that have stood up and said, this is not about saving the climate. This is about economic redistribution.
Absolutely.
Okay, so they get out there and they say, okay, yes, this is all a subterfuge. This is actually about this. Now, that's somebody speaking in a candid moment where they're trying to sell the public, listen, we're all, it's going to be like that Johnny Cash song, Ball of Fire. That's what the earth is going to be unless we do something about this. And now, less than 11 years. So if we don't do it now, we got to do this now, and you've got to give us this, and we're going to do this. And, at the same time, while they're doing all of this, NASA is still recruiting astronauts, and they can't get anything off the ground without fossil fuel. So they don't even believe that part. NASA's out there pushing the USAA nonsense out there, or the NOAA. So when I look at these examples of this, I just wonder how many of these people out there are saying, well, let's just tell the rubes this.
Well, there's a confirmation bias, which is if you want something to be true, you tend to believe evidence that shows it to be true. And that's very, very common in this whole climate change debate. I'll tell you, it's been about 30 years ago, I had a younger meteorologist working for me, and he came up and he talked about this whole global warming thing at the time. And I said, well, I don't think that it's really good science yet. I mean, it's an interesting theory, but it's not really good science. And he said something that I thought applies to a lot of the people who push it. He said, well, look what we get. If it's true, first off, that we might save the world. And if we don't act now, it might be bad. And even if it's not true, everything that comes from it, and I'm going to paraphrase it, government control of energy and smaller cars and all these green technologies, all those things are good. So what's not to like? It doesn't really matter if it's true or not. So, if you're on the left, that's the mindset. Well, so what if the science is not good? Doesn't matter. We're getting what we want.
Do you remember? Did you ever see something about a little thing we had during the era of Obama called listserv?
Oh, well, listserv. No, I might have. I'm not sure.
Listserv was a coordinated computer-based thing where they were basically coordinating with each other to where if you were an anti-gunner in Spokane, you sounded like a anti-gunner in St. Louis. Same talking point.
Kind of like journalist?
Journalist, yes. The journalist. It was using a listserv.
Yeah.
It was a journalist.
Right.
Now, when I get out there and I look at this and I see the same talking points on all these other things, And all of these things, Dean, when I see him saying it, they say it because, one, the media goes along with them. They're out there parroting them.
Yes, definitely.
And they're all saying it, and they're all saying the same thing, and it's, you know, there's a group of people out there that do not, I mean, most of America does not do critical thinking.
Unfortunately, and I think you're correct.
I'll give you an example of that when we get back. We're about to come into the break, but just a gun control one that came to my attention earlier this week. But, I mean, I myself honestly believe that they know the Constitution constrains them, and that's why they want to pack the court. That's why they want to make it hard to get voted out of office, because they know the Constitution constrains them, and it would be easier to get around it if they were in power, and if they had a veto-proof setup. But coming up on the next break, I haven't really given Mr. Weingarten his due here. Now, Dean has worn a variety of hats in his time. He's a scientist. He's a gun instructor. He's an activist. You know, he's political, he's a writer, military officer. That's a broad swath of knowledge in his book of life. So he writes about things that most people have never considered. He writes about some things that most people haven't thought about until they saw his stuff. And this is why he's the most read guy as far as who reads more stuff that is written by one person. That's Mr. Weingarten. Find his stuff at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten as we've been trying to cover this and cover that, because there's lots of stuff for us to cover. Always stuff for us to cover. So, how would you like to finish this evening, sir? Dean?
Gun shows in California and Texas.
Okay.
I found it to be fascinating because of what the authors found, but then kind of, well, it's hard to say they actually hit it, but it was the most significant statistical finding, and they didn't put it in the abstract, and then they tried to minimize it in their discussion of it. And that is, and this was a big study. It was published in 2011, so that's 9 years ago. And they looked at over 3,300 gun shows in Texas and California. And they were, what the idea of the study, what they were looking for, gun shows in California are highly regulated, and you're not allowed to buy a gun at a gun show. You can sort of order a gun, and then 10 days later, you can pick it up at a shop, or you can... Once you have done the background check and you've all checked out to be okay, then you have to wait for 10 more days before you can gain possession of it. So you cannot actually buy a gun at a gun show in California.
Right.
But in Texas, you can buy guns at gun shows. And if somebody is a private seller there, you can even buy a gun from a private purchaser without going through the background check. Now, there are not that many private sellers at gun shows just because it's the way it works. You know, the tables cost a bit of money, and you see a few private sellers, but you don't see very many. But guns are easily and quickly available at a gun show in Texas compared to California.
Sure.
So they looked at over 10 years of data and 3,300 gun shows, and they found out some interesting things. I mean, those two states cover about 20% of the population of the United States, so it's a huge study. And basically, there wasn't any change in crime when you had gun shows either. Well, in California, there was no change in crime. There was virtually no change in suicides. It turned out that you got a little bit of a decrease in non-gun suicides, a little bit of increase in gun suicides, and vice versa. I mean, it was an extremely close association of a substitution of something else for guns in California, if a suicide was going to be completed. There was no change in the overall suicide rate, but that wasn't nearly as big of a finding. They found there was a statistical difference, really. The only place it existed was in Texas, and when you had a gun show in Texas, it reduced the chances of homicides for up to 2 weeks after the gun show. Homicides went down in Texas after a gun show. And like I said, they did not put that in They're abstract. But they did say, they tried to minimize it. They said, well, you know, look at the 200 gun shows in an average year in Texas. This only means that there might be 1% less homicides in Texas, which is only 16 fewer people. Well, if you had a study that showed that gun shows increased homicides by 1% in Texas, it would be national news.
Of course.
But they found, after a rigorous study, that gun shows reduce homicides by about 1% in Texas. And if you extrapolate from what this shows, is that if you stop private sales of guns, it's going to cost lives by making guns less available to people who need them. And I think that is an intuitive finding from this study. Now, they put forward two possibilities that, in my opinion, do not stand the test of Occam's razor. And Occam's razor is a logical construct that says, anyway, it says, use the simplest understanding, don't make it overly complicated.
I know it well, and I love it. So go ahead.
And there's two possibilities that seem very obvious. And that is that, criminals see there's a gun show in the area, and they realize their victims might be armed. So they don't kill as many people, but they don't attempt homicide and thus don't kill as many people. Or, victims in an area see there's a gun show, and they more easily get guns, so they are armed and thus are able to deter homicidal attacks, resulting in less homicide. Both of those seem simple, obvious reasons why a gun show could reduce homicides in an area. But, you know, the two reasons that the authors of the study gave, and they didn't test these. They just threw them out there as hypotheticals. Maybe the police are extra vigilant after a gun show, and that stops homicide. I mean, it just, to me, it's a laugh. You know, it's not realistic at all. And the other was, well, you got this gun show, so maybe criminals are selling their guns at gun shows so they don't have guns to commit homicides for 2 weeks after the gun show. I mean, I think they're ridiculous. They're not intuitive. They don't make sense.
Right.
But those are what the authors put out, and I have to applaud the authors that they at least included the finding that homicides are reduced in Texas, even though you have to read into the article a good ways before you find it. And it's just part of the literature that is showing. When you have more people with guns, you don't necessarily get more homicides. You very well can get less homicides. And John Lott has done the same thing. More guns, less crime. And even though these are small results, they were statistically significant. That means they weren't just something that randomly popped up from the data. They tested out as being something that was real. There was a real effect there. So, and, of course, that study is not known at all. It's not talked about, hasn't been published or publicized very much. I mean, it's been published, but it hasn't been publicized in the media, in the larger media, shall we say, the old legacy media.
Right.
So I did write about that, and I put it out on it's been published on AMLAND. And I think it's just something people should know. We're not going to convince the true believers that guns are bad from this study. But at least people who are trying to make up their minds will look at it and go, well, there's two sides to this argument. It's not all one side.
Right. Well, you know, you're a nicer man than I am. You're a nicer guy. And I will tell you why. I'll tell you why. Simply because when I hear some of these things, that they're some of their theories as to why this happens this way and this happens that way. Like, has there ever been a theory that has been put forth by the anti-gunners how, like, every time we go into a town for the weekend for an NRA annual meeting, you're there, I'm there, everybody there. Now, at the NRA, everybody can carry a gun.
Right.
In most cases, unless they hold it in Chicago. Which hopefully they never do that. So this in Nashville, in a month, everybody there at the NRA, there may be a few people that aren't carrying guns, but I mean, they'll be the exception and not the rule. So
And crime goes down.
Yes, it does. Now, do you think that the theory they would put to that is that, well, is there increased diligence by the police during the NRA annual meeting because of all these gun people that are in town?
No, I know it isn't because I've read a theory that they put out, and the theory, you can laugh when you hear it, but the theory was crime goes down because all these gun people are in at the NRA convention. They're not out committing crimes.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
We're all at the show. Does that happen when the fair is in town? Do all the criminals go to the fair?
Yeah, it's obviously not critical thinking on their part.
No.
But none of them ever. I have read that.
Well,
And it was, it wasn't just somebody on a blog somewhere. This was some sort of study that was actually done where they claimed, well, let's look at the time period during the NRA convention. Oh, crime goes down. Well, must be because all these bad guys are at the NRA convention.
See, I'm not one to abuse myself, but when I hear about this, and let me give you an example of the way I see everybody doing this stuff. Okay, you know what? I've run out of time. I don't have time to do it. We'll do it Friday. I will hit you up. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always been a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you
back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this: it's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.